This is Unmail Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Unmail Radio News Update at 8. I am Babison Harris. The 37th Committee Meeting of Chiefs of Defense Staff from West Africa Wednesday commenced in Monrovia. Liberia's Army Chief of Staff, Major General Daniel Zienkang, presided over the opening. Established as one of the organs of ECOWAS to provide emergency response in crisis situations, the meeting will review implementation of recommendations agreed at a 37th committee meeting held last year in Lomé, Togo. Speaking to Unmail Radio, ECOWAS Ambassador to Liberia, Tunde Ajisimo, said paramount among issues to be reviewed is the management of the crisis in Mali and Guinea-Bissau alongside the revised structure of the ECOWAS standby force.
Nobody ever thought that the situation we witnessed in Gambia in January this year, February this year, will ever take it to place. But the Committee of Chief of Defense Staff, they were very proactive. So last year in November, they look at the structure, they look at the capacities, they look at the strength of the troops. So this time around, they'll be reviewing what is on ground in Gambia, what is on ground in Mali, what is on ground in Guinea-Bissau. And then they look at the way forward, you know, because these soldiers are not meant to be stationed permanently, you know, in this country. They are meant to do what we call a quick intervention. And after the country, you know, stabilizes, they are supposed to go back, you know, to their country.
ECOWAS Ambassador to Liberia, Tunde Ajisimo. The meeting ends on Friday. The Institute for Research and Democratic Development said it has kicked off stakeholders' consultations on domestic resource mobilization. Harold Edu said the move is to address how Liberia can move away from direct foreign investment towards increasing its revenue locally. Institute for Research and Democratic Development wants to identify areas that can assist the government to raise more revenue. Harold Edu stressed on accountability, saying it should be the hallmark of the country. A three-day international conference on youth education has begun at the Farmington Hotel in Margibi County. A senior executive of Youth Coalition for Education Liberia, YOCEL, the group hosting the conference, told on the radio that the conference is being attended by over 100 delegates from 22 countries around the world. Stephen Colley said the conference started from September 3 and will conclude on the 7th, and that participating countries are expected to implement agreement reached during the conference. The news is coming to you from Unmail Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. UN human rights investigators have concluded that the Syrian Air Force carried out a chemical weapons attack on a rebel-held town in April. A report by a commission of inquiry says at least 83 people died when an Su-22 jet dropped a bomb filled with the nerve agent sarin on Khan Sheikhoun. Damascus insists the incident was faked and denies using chemical weapons. The report also says a U.S. strike on a mosque complex in March that killed 38 people violated international law. The investigators allege that U.S. forces failed to take all feasible precautions to avoid or minimize incidental loss of civilian lives and damage to civilian objects. The U.S. says the strike, which targeted Al-Qaeda-linked militants in the village of Jinnah, killed only one civilian and was proportional to a valid military objective. And former U.S. President Barack Obama has attacked the Trump administration for scrapping his scheme to protect young undocumented migrants from deportation. The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals DACA program was rescinded on Tuesday in a move that could affect some 800,000 beneficiaries. While existing recipients will see no impact for at least 6 months, no new applications can now be made. Appealing to Congress, Mr. Obama said the decision was cruel and wrong. The so-called Dreamers, mostly Latin Americans, were able to apply for work and study permits under the policy he introduced 5 years ago. That's the Unmail Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Unmail, you can log on to www.unmail.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmail2003, or twitter/unmailnews. I am Babison Harris. Good morning.